I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stu.
We're going to have a little chat.
I'm just going to have a little chat with this guy.
Stu.
That's right. It's time for Chat with Stu Mac, Stuart McMillan. Good morning, sir.
Happy Holloway, Jagow.
Yeah, it's coming up.
It's Holloway. Here. It's here.
What are you doing?
We've got, the whole family's dressing up. We decided to do Wizard of Oz this year. The entire family is going to be Wizard of Oz, minus the Scarecrow, minus the Cowardly Lion, because we don't have that many to get them.
Who are you?
I am going to be the Wizard of Oz. What about Oz, you know?
You're the great and powerful Oz.
The great and powerful Oz. Look out. I will give you no heart, no brain.
Is this how you're going to behave?
Yes, the entire time, Jake. Yes.
And you're
I'll have a pipe, and I'll have a jacket that is green, and a very giant mustache that is not real, because I am the Wizard of Oz.
Okay, who's your wife
going to
be?
My wife is going to be the Wicked Witch of the West.
Okay.
Duh. And
maybe you want to change that.
Yeah, can you edit that?
Nope, later? Can't edit it. You already said it.
Oh, man. Oh, it's on Camel Wax, too.
And how about the kids?
Okay, Samuel's going to be the Tin Man. A handmade outfit that Jennifer made for him. Everything is handmade. It's very, very cool. Very cool. And then Margaret's going to be the Nice Witch, which I can't remember. It's Glinda or Galena. She's very pretty and all of that, but she really doesn't do much. You know, if you watch the old film, she's just standing there. So Margaret's good at that. She can just, sit there and look pretty. That's all you got to do. And then Eleanor, she's going to be Dorothy. She has a little stuffed Toto she can carry around and even has authentic red slippers, but they're a little bit bigger. They're like ankle high boots, but they look like the same texture of the slippers from the movie. So we just found them at a Goodwill one day, and we're like, hey, that's going to work. That's going to work out perfectly. Cool.
Well, I mean, there is a creativity quotient to Halloween.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do a lot of creative things. When I dressed up when I was younger, maybe in my 20s, I dressed up as a punk rocker, and I didn't really have a specific punk rocker in mind. But
just punk rock. You loved punk rock.
Yeah, I mean, I had the long hair, and I happened to have the right torn jeans.
You had long hair?
I had a wig.
Oh, I see.
But people kept calling me Sid Vicious.
Sid Vicious. Him.
That's what I would do.
Then
next year I would be like, I'm dressing up as Sid Vicious.
And then everybody's like, oh, they get it. They say, oh yeah, that's what you are. Okay, I get
right.
You. Yeah.
The only other costume that stands out in my mind was my buddies and I in college dressed up like the West German women's weightlifting team. My costume was not very convincing, but my buddy's was so realistic that there were people on the street who thought he was a woman, and it was crazy how good his makeup was.
Yeah,
that was the highlight of that Halloween. Was just, I was like, man, I gotta say, you look pretty attractive. Almost too attractive.
Holding weights and then say, put me up, stuff like that. Did parents ever make you dress up for anything that you
I don't remember?
Remember
being, made to do anything, no.
Yeah, well, it happened to me once.
Did it?
I can tell you a great story. I hope my mother's not listening. Anyway, I've already made my wife mad at me. Why not make my mom mad at me, too? It was Halloween. I was about 6 or 7 years old, and my mother had bought me an outfit, and she kept saying, you gotta wear it or you can't go out and get candy on Halloween. I said, I'm just not going to wear this. This is ridiculous.
What was it?
It was a big, giant, yellow, feathery Big Bird suit.
Oh, God. That would be awful.
And, all of my friends, they're either like samurai sword ninjas or, running around with Tommy guns or playing a cosplay of James Bond or, an old soldier. Everything that could be violent about, Halloween. And here I am doping around it. Like Big Bird.
Did you wear it?
No,
I
was prideful. I stuck to my guns, and so did my mom. She stuck to her guns too.
That means you didn't
get
any.
I did not go out on Halloween. I stayed home. I can remember the sad violins in my mind as I sat there and looked out the window. I just remembered this. I was sitting there looking out the window, watching everybody else walk up and down the street on Halloween night. Yeah. And I looked up at the Big Bird and I said, nah.
This was not Halloween, but I had to dress up as the Easter Bunny.
Okay.
And that was like 90 degrees.
Oh, and yeah.
That was rough. On Easter. Yeah.
Did you lay an egg?
Oh, no. My friends just
incubated
ruthlessly, you know, drove by in circles making fun of me. Yeah. This year, I'm going to a potluck where all the food has to look scary.
Oh, so like...
I'm kind of on the fence about this idea.
Like in a smoky cauldron as like, the stew is...
hot dogs that look like bloody fingers.
Ew.
Or eyeballs. Stick, you know, like eyeball stuff.
Like,
that doesn't really...
It's not very appetizing, is
no.
it?
No. I'll probably end up going to the potluck and being and starve myself and not eat and have to go out to dinner afterwards. All right, Stu, have a great Halloween with your family.
Hey, you too. I love Reese's.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.